Today, we'd like to see John chapter 8, verse 21 to 40, under the title of Please Him. To online religious multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 21, then Jesus said to them, I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. What does the phrase of die in your sin mean? What does the phrase of you die in your sin mean? Question 2. In verse 29, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. What can we learn? What can we learn? Last question 3, in verse 39, they answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. What does it mean? What does it mean? Last time Jesus was asked about the two witnesses, then Jesus answered verse 18 to 20, I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. Basically, Jesus said Jesus himself is one witness. Jesus the Father, God the Father, in a second witness. So suffice two witness requirements. Then they said to him, or the Jews asked Jesus, where is your father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my father. If you had known me, you would have known my father also. Basically, because you didn't know me, or you didn't believe in me, so you would know God the Father. These words Jesus spoke in the treasury, treasury meaning offering box, as Jesus taught in the temple, and no one laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. So his hour is for crucifixion, hours had not yet come. Then today, verse 21, then Jesus said to them, to Jews again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. Here, die in your sin, what it does mean. The other one, Jesus explained, verse 24 answer, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sin, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. The answer, because you do not believe, I am is the name of God. So you do not believe Jesus is God, or you do not believe Jesus as the Son of God, that's why you will die in your sin rather than into heaven. So then, verse 22, so the Jews said, will he kill himself? Basically, Jesus will commit suicide. Here, Jews only see the matter in the sight of a physical realm, not spiritual realm. That's why they understood in physical realm way, because Jesus says, where I go, you cannot come, and Jesus said to them. So John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said, in order to reach God the Father, only through Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the way, only one way. Even if you are so smart, but still, if you do not believe in Jesus Christ as a Messiah, the Son of God, you could not see God the Father. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, also enter by the narrow gate, only one way, very narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. So only one way, only narrow way, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. So through Jesus Christ, you will have an everlasting eternal life, and there are few who find it. Also, Jesus, John chapter 10, verse 1, only one gate through Jesus Christ. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, which is Jesus, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So then, verse 23, then Jesus said to them, you are from beneath, beneath meaning into the earth, or you shall die in sin rather than you will move into heaven. I am from above where God the Father is there. Above, you are of this world. I am not of this world. I do not belong to this world. You belong to this world. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins, or you will die in beneath. Because if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sin. Because you do not believe Jesus as the Son of God, you will die in your sin. Then, verse 25, then they, the Jews, said to Jesus, who are you? And Jesus said to them, just what I have been saying to you from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true. Here, he who sent me is God the Father. God the Father is true. And I speak to the world those things which I heard from him, from God the Father. This meaning, Jesus speaks to the world only the truth, because my God the Father is true. I am speaking to the world only those things heard from God the Father. God the Father is true. That's why Jesus bringing the truth to you. So, probably John chapter 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the truth. So Jesus himself, the truth. Then verse 27, they did not understand, because Jesus is talking about in spiritual realm. Unfortunately, even today, many Christians naturally sin in physical realm. They do not see in spiritual realm at all. So spiritual realm is basically eternal life and a lover, intangible thing. But here, the Jewish people only see in physical realm. That's why they did not understand Jesus talking about spiritual realm. They didn't understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man. Here, Jesus said, lift up the Son of Man. Son of Man is the title of a sacrifice. For the world, that's why Son of Man, because God become a man, who is Jesus Christ. Lift up the Son of Man represents the cross. So lifted up on cross. John chapter 12, verse 32 and 33. Jesus said, and if I am lifted up, or I am crucified, I am put up on the cross, from the earth will draw all peoples to myself. This Jesus said, signifying by what death he would die. Luke chapter 23, verse 34, then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Which meaning, when those people crucified Jesus Christ on the cross, they did not know what they are doing. They didn't understand who Jesus was. And they divided his garments and cast lots. Also, book of Acts chapter 2, verse 22 to 24, and 32 through 33. So after Jesus' death on the cross, after resurrection, on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit coming down on Christians, that time they recognize Jesus as the Son of God, Savior, and the Lord. So here, man of Israel, hear those words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. So disciple Peter preached this word to Jewish people. So that's why man of Israel, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God. So God has predetermination, also foreknowledge. So Jesus was delivered. You have taken by lawless hands. Lawless hands indicating Roman soldiers who did not receive the law of God. Lawless hands have crucified and put to death. Then, verse 24, whom God raised up. So Jesus got resurrected, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that Jesus should be held by it, by death. So verse 32, this is Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. So all disciples, all apostles, and so eyewitness to see Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So basically, disciple Peter preached the gospel to the people, repent your sin over unbelief. Then you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That time is the ceremony, water baptism. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So whoever believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, so at that moment, so you will receive the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit dwells in you. So that I am here, then you will know that I am. Here, I am means is already existed. So that is the name of God. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. So somebody asked the question, who created God? So basically God said, I already exist, I am. So that is an initiator, creator. So that is, I am who I am. And God said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. So I am means God's name. So God already is existent. So I am. So you will know that I am he, actually meaning you will know he, meaning Jesus Christ is God. So you will know, you know, or you will experience Jesus is God. So then, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak this thing. So also Jesus repeated here, Jesus, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak this thing. Already, Jesus says that my Father is true. So my Father taught me that everything that my Father taught Jesus is the truth. So Jesus speaks only the truth, because everything heard from God the Father, not by Jesus himself. So that kind of meaning right here. Verse 29, and he who sent me, again, God the Father who sent Jesus, is with me, with Jesus Christ. So here, relationship, intimate relationship between God the Father and the Son of God, you know, who is Jesus. The Father has not left me alone. The Father has not given up Jesus Christ. So has not forsaken Jesus Christ. For I always do those things that please him. So here we can learn Jesus looking for, you know, always he, Jesus is doing to please God the Father. We should learn whatever we are doing, we should ask ourselves if it pleases God, not trying on the borderline between right and wrong. So whatever you are doing, you should ask the Lord by yourself in self-examination, like that, whether or not this doing pleases God the Father. So Jesus always does those things that please God the Father. Psalm chapter 40, verse 7 and 8, this is a psalmist prophecy about Jesus Christ. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I delighted to do your will. So Jesus delighted to do God's will. Oh my God, and your law is within my heart. So God's law always in, you know, Jesus' heart. Then Mark chapter 14, verse 36, and Jesus said, Abba, Father, all these things are possible for you, because God the Father is almighty. Take this cup away from me. So take this cup of wrath or crucifixion, keep away from me. Why? Because Jesus doesn't want to separate between God the Father and Jesus. That's why Jesus asked this cup over crucifixion. Asking, nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. But Jesus finally submits to God's will. So Jesus was crucified for 3 days and 3 nights into grave. You know, that time is a separation between God the Father and Son of God. Matthew chapter 3, verse 14 to 17, and John tried to prevent Jesus, saying, I need to be baptized by you, beg John the Baptist here, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to John the Baptist, permit it to be so now, for thus it is a fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he, John the Baptist, allowed Jesus. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So here we can see Jesus always pleased God the Father. Then, verse 31, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, or really. So believed in him, there must be the Son of God. You know, verse 28, we can see, you know, the Son of Man. So whoever believed in him, the Jesus, then Jesus asked, if you abide in my word. So believer itself not enough. So believe plus abide in my word. Then meaning apply his word to your life. So a little different, believe him, trust him. Believe him like a prepared mind for believing him. But trust meaning prepare heart to live in that way. So abide in my word, live in His word. His word to you, apply His word to your life, trust Him, or know about Him and know Him. Know Him means experience Him. Live by faith, or live by faith. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just or the righteous man shall live by faith. Faith, the root, is the word of God. Because of faith, by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So basically, Jesus asked not only believe, now trust the Lord. So live in Jesus' word. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Then verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Here, free from where? From sin. So John chapter 14, verse 6, we already read, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. You know, Jesus Christ, the truth make you so free from sin. So verse 33, they answered him, the Jews answered him, we are Abraham's descendants, which meaning we are Abraham's descendants by flesh, or the physical descendants, and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Basically, Jewish people said, we have never been in bondage to anyone. Is it true? But we know the Jewish people were bondage in Egypt, also were bondage in Babylon, also Jewish people were bondage in Persia. So now we're bondage in Rome. But how come they say, have never been in bondage to anyone? So it doesn't mean in their spirit or their heart is not in bondage to Roman right now, even if they pay the tax, you know, to Roman, you know, empire. So then means that's why the Jewish statement probably, you know, true. So you will made free. Verse 34, Jesus answered them, the Jews, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. So commit sin meaning, so obey sin. So sin is a master. So if you commit adultery, so adultery is your master. So like that. So if you have a pride, so pride is your master. So 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 18-19. For when they speak a great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption, for by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. So whatever you commit in drug addiction, so drug addiction is your master too. So that kind of sense. Verse 35, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. You know, obviously, you know, a son is basically a son of a landlord. So a slave does not abide in the house of the landlord forever, but a son abides forever in the house of a landlord, because landlord is son. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. So here the son is the son of God. So basically, I have authority from the landlord, like the landlord, you know, got the father, so I can make you free. You shall free indeed, really. Verse 37, I know that you are Abraham's descendant. Here, basically, Jesus said, you are Abraham's descendant in flesh, or Abraham's physical descendant, not Abraham's spiritual descendant, or Abraham's descendant in faith. So, but you seek to kill me because my words had no place in you or no room in you. So Abraham's descendants, so you are Abraham's physical descendant or biological descendant or in flesh descendant, but you seek to kill me, which meaning you are not spiritual descendant, you are not descendant in face of Abraham. So descendants based upon Abraham's faith, because my word has no place in you. So then, I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen your father. Right here, Jesus distinguishes my father, who is God the Father, who delivers only truth. So your father, so contrast which meaning implied your father who delivers only falsity, like Satan. So that kind of sense right here, verse 38. I speak what I have seen with my father. So my father is only truth, but you do what you have seen with your father, which is a falsity over Satan. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father, which meaning those people only see in physical realm. They didn't see in spiritual realm. Even if they, knowledge, they might understand spiritual realm, but they didn't see in heart in spiritual realm at all. So Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, right here, if you were Abraham's spiritual children, or if you were Abraham's children in faith, you would do the works of Abraham. So what did Abraham work? That is Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. And he believed in the Lord. He accounted it to him for righteousness. So Abraham's works is believed the Lord. That's why God accounted his faith for righteousness. Also Romans chapter 9, verses 5 to 8, of whom are the fathers and from whom, according to the flesh, disciple included distinguish flesh, Christ came, who is of all, the eternally blessed God, amen. But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel, which means in flesh, nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham, but in Isaac your seed shall be called. That is those who are the children of the flesh. This is the children of flesh. As you know, Abraham has two sons. One is Ishmael. Ishmael is the other one is Isaac. Isaac is coming from the promise of God or the word of God. So these are not the children of God. Ishmael, descendants, these are not children of God. But the children of the promise, that is Isaac's descendant, are counted as the seed. So the children of the promise. So here is exactly Jesus said, you were Abraham's children, which meaning in faith, you would do works of the Abraham. So Abraham's works is believe. Then, but now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which, because Jesus only bring God the Father's word, which is the truth which I heard from God. Jesus also repeat right here, I told you the truth which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. So Abraham obeyed God's word. So that kind of logical explanation. So let's see, you know, each question. In verse 21, then Jesus said to them, the Jews again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. What does the phrase of die in your sin mean? That means because they do not believe Jesus is God, that I am He. Therefore, they will die in their sins. That's answer, verse 24. Question 2 in verse 29, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. The Father does not forsake Jesus, for I always do those things that please him. What can we learn? So during our life, whatever you are doing, we should do exam by ourselves whether or not this doing really pleases God, the Father. That kind of good attitude rather than this is right or wrong. Certain like a borderline, you know, do so. The last question 3 in verse 39, they answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. What does it mean? Basically, physically or fleshly, they are Abraham's children or Abraham's descendants. That's why they may call Abraham's our father. But Jesus' point of view, you were Abraham's children, basically Abraham's work, Abraham's faith of the Lord. So that basis, Abraham's children, or Abraham's spiritual children, or Abraham's children in faith, you would do works of Abraham. Simply meaning, you would believe me, the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's just sing song all together, the blue book, the page